Monday morning, the 28th of February, the last day of February, and I'm again at the Lido. Where else could I be? I've had a beautiful swim. Water is quite cold still. It's about 7, I think, but it still felt cold. Maybe it's because I didn't swim yesterday. But I'm actually on my way now. I've had my swim and I've had my sauna, my other dip and shower, and I'm on my way now, fully dressed again, to the CAF, because rumor has it that Betty's newsletter is finally out. So I need to, for myself, check what it's like. Just entering the pool. There's nobody here anymore. Everybody's gone. But Sue Rentel is back from her skiing holiday. Margie was here. Chris Stanton was here. Everybody was here this morning. David, as per usual. And they told me that Betty's newsletter is out. So I just wanted to come and have a look and see where it is for myself. But I can't find it. Where is Betty's new? Here it is. I looked in the wrong place. Betty's newsletter is out. Tricky. What have you done? It's very colourful. I must say it's got a lovely feel to it. It's a few pages. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pages. And it's the February 2011 newsletter. Still only 50p, although Chris Stanton told us in the sauna that he never pays for it. He never takes it away. He reads it here and puts it back. Now, I don't know whether that's allowed, actually, but apparently there's a really good article that Andrew Ingemels wrote about the Cold Water Championships that we had in January. And the title is, the headline of that is, 10 Reasons Why the Cold Water Swimming Championships 2011 Were Brilliant. I can go through it. Number one, it was cold. Number two, they were at the Lido. Number three, you won't get a better chance to feel like a champion. Number four, the organization was phenomenal. Number five, you could compete as well as volunteer. Number six, there were two glorious pockets of warmth. Number seven, the funny hats were wilder than ever. Number eight, there was no chance of going hungry. Number nine, there was plenty to do apart from swimming. And number 10, you could round it all off with a good dance. Ah, these are brilliant headlines. Obviously, he's written about it as well. I won't read it all because you've got to come and pay your 50p and read it and take it away. What else do we have here? We have the water temperatures by David, of course. And what does it say? December 2007 compared to December 2010. The average was 41.51 in 2007 and 40.70 in 2010. It did feel cold this year, I must say. And January, colder again. January 2008, 43 the average, whereas 2011, 37.22. Gosh, all this hard work that David does by bringing his thermometer every day and taking the temperature after he swam, like he told us the other day, pays off because we've got the temperatures in here. Then there's a San Francisco record. Well, James Brooke Turner swam in San Francisco. He went there for work, apparently. I'm not reading it all because, as I said, you've got to come and read it. But it looks great. And then you've got another few interesting things. But yeah, tricky. It looks really good. And Anne Brimelow, thanks for convincing, persuading, cajoling, tricky to do Betty's newsletter. It looks terrific. Okay, I'm putting mine back because I don't have 50p on me and I'm not reading it yet. I've only read the headlines to water your mouth for coming along and reading it yourself. Well done, tricky.